If this human endowment, which is so difficult to attain, were stable and permanent, that is to say, not prone to deterioration, there would be time later to make use of it. However, this life support system is fragile and easily disintegrates from many external and internal causes. Arya Deva's 400 stanzas on the yogic deeds of bodhisattvas says that once the body depends on the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind, which themselves oppose each other, physical happiness is just an occasional balance of these elements, not an enduring harmony. For instance, if you are cold, heat at first is pleasant, but then too much heat has to be avoided. The same is true of diseases. Medicine for one ailment can eventually bring on another malady, which then has to be counteracted. Our bodies are sources of great trouble and complications. Physical happiness is merely the temporary absence of such problems. Our bodies must be sustained by gross sustenance, food. But when you eat too much, the very thing needed to create health becomes a source of sickness and pain. In countries where food is scarce, hunger and starvation are great causes of suffering. But in those countries where it is plentiful in many nutritious varieties, there is still suffering from overeating and indigestion. When there is balance without any manifest problems, we call this happiness. But it would be foolish to think that we had become, or could ever become, free from disease. This kind of body is a home for problems. It is not as if, in the absence of disease or wars or starvation, we would not die. The nature of the body is to disintegrate. Right from conception, the body is subject to dying. So this human body is a precious endowment, potent and yet fragile. Simply by virtue of being alive, you are at a very important juncture. You carry a great responsibility. Powerful good can be achieved for yourself and others. So becoming distracted by the minor affairs of this lifetime would be a tremendous waste. You should make wishes to use this lifetime in this body effectively and make petitions to your guru, the three refuges, and other sources of help in doing so, thereby urging yourself on from the inside and seeking assistance from the outside. To do this, do not just recite the words of the stanza, but reflect on its meaning, causing it to appear to your mind.